to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Call Little Caesars. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Little Caesars, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Marquise Harris. On the night of August 23rd, I ordered a couple of pizzas, the bacon wrapped pizzas, and with a friend of mine, and it was for an eating competition entitled Mega Slam for Rant EM Radio. And I lost that competition. I did pretty well, but I lost. And I'm just calling to tell you that I have failed your organization. I have failed Little Caesars, and I do apologize for failing your company, sir.
You didn't fail us. That's quite all right, sir.
Thank you very much. That's a relief for me. Thank you very much. Have a nice night.
You too.
Well, this is where you start talking, Rage. Welcome to Freaks and Effing Geeks, everybody. Double A. Rage has muted himself. So, I don't know, is there anybody else on the line?
I'm here now. I had to get off and reconnect because Skype, everything came out sounding like, sounding really bad.
Oh, okay.
So I hung up, and when I tried to call that particular one back, it didn't work, so I ended up having to call you directly, so that's where that all went.
Well, we're on the air. There you go.
Okay, cool. No, because even through the Little Caesars conversation, it all just was choppy. I had a bad Skype call.
Oh, okay.
And I debated, should I just stop it and start it, so, you know, that's what happened. But you sound good now.
And Rage is nowhere to be found.
He's still in the abyss.
He's still in the abyss.
He's literally down low. When you look at your Skype, he's, like, down low.
Yeah.
So well, I don't know how far you got in the intro because, like I said,
all the way through. Here we are. It's the show.
Well, cool. Well, welcome everybody to episode 31 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by
Wait a minute, you're not supposed to be here.
I'm here because my replacement didn't follow through.
There's Ray.
My Skype is being a real bitch right now. I didn't have this problem
earlier.
What is
wrong with your call? You sound...
Look, seriously, I don't know what the hell is...
I promised Double A I wasn't going to say any... You sound like you're on the wrong show.
I'm not. Look.
Your audio.
I don't know what's going on with my Skype, man. I'm signing out, I'm signing back in.
I had the same issue. It's okay. It's a conspiracy. Skype on that blog talk. They on that blog talk shit. I can't even see these words. It's Sean Kapoor. I shouldn't be speaking like this.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
No, we can't hold on. We're live. Episode 31, Freaks and Effing Geeks.
I'm trying back in.
Do what you got to do. Go ahead and just back in. I'll just hold it down with Double A Laurent. We got this.
Yeah, we got this.
Go ahead. Fix your stuff.
All right, boy. Okay. Hold on. God damn it.
You sound like you're laying down. I know you're probably not. It's like laying down. The phone is under your ear.
Or he's having a hard time sitting up.
Shut up, Double A.
Well,
hello.
Creepy.
There you go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds better.
Fucking hate Skype.
Rage. We're having a rage.
Yeah.
Think what you can say positive about Skype right now because we're having a good day.
Yeah, it's a new day. Fuck Skype.
Hey, Rage. We covered this.
Microsoft, piece of shit.
Did we talk about this? Only positive happy thoughts.
Positive happy thoughts. Okay. Chris Christie disemboweling himself. Okay.
No, actually, there's a story about a man disemboweling a woman and Chris Christie talking trash about her.
No, but that's what I want. I want him to disembowel himself. That will make me feel good. Very good.
Okay, before we even get into all of that, why don't you tell us what's going on with you? Who are you this week? I'm back, and I'll tell everybody why I'm back in a second, but go ahead.
My week has been okay, pretty chill. Just greatly anticipating the fall season. I love fall, I love winter, I love cold weather. It was a pretty good day today. Basically, I'm getting ready for Halloween. Just a lot of good has been happening this week. My mom got herself a new car. She's happy. Everybody's happy.
Well, that's wonderful news.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought that I was going to be gone, but the co-host we had decided at what was it, like 10:39, I believe it was. I had to check back. That we had two people, and one didn't pass a background check.
Oh, shit.
And,
Who was the first?
The other one was... We can't talk about it on this page. I mean, we can't talk about this right now. And the second one decided at 10:40 that, you know... Oh, that's tonight? Oh, sorry. Y'all stuck with me for another week.
And Lee, as funny as that first one sounds, something like that really did happen today.
That's what I'm talking about, Lee.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, I'm not, but...
What is he trying to say?
I'm telling you, something like that really did happen today.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And I was just...
No. Something like that really did happen today.
I had no clue.
Yes.
Oh my god, I have a story to tell you. I don't know if you were on like Skype a few weeks ago at like past midnight, but you know who sent a group message, right? And just blasted you. Started talking wild shit about you. You know who I'm talking about.
Ralph?
I think my Skype is chopped up. I can't.
Not Ralph. No, not Ralph. Come on. Yeah. You know who. Really think about it. Someone
of course I know who it is. I'm not stupid.
He started talking wild shit.
You got nothing better to do then.
I'm sitting there like, is this motherfucker serious? Like, it's 1 a.m. and he's sending out these messages to everybody. I'm like, oh, he's got nothing better to do with his life. Poor Kelly Keller.
He can kiss my ass.
Wow.
Oh my god.
This is my day of atonement. I don't know about y'all. I can't mess around with y'all. I ain't mess around with y'all today.
So how was your day?
I have until tomorrow evening at sundown. First, let me say a big shout out to let me refresh it first. See if anybody else joined. All right, so we got Josh E. Matt E. Matt E. Legend. Who is that? I'll come back. That can't be right.
No, man. I don't
we
know.
We have the Surfer, and we have two William Morgans. Which reminds me, I was watching World the other day, and, Kid Human, Rant E.M. Rhea, YT Jant, Nobody, League Champion, Double A Durant, and two anonymous users. So, let's see. We got about 18 listeners. I didn't piss off too many people last week. I would be good this week, y'all. Because, number one, I have a headache. I'm not feeling too well. I'm tired. And I, yeah, it's Yom Kippur. I gotta be nice to y'all. Yeah.
Happy Purim!
Kom Yasharala. Now, other than that, everything else has been cool. You know, I mean, Rage and I have been getting along. I mean, we've really been getting along. Yeah. And,
we haven't killed each other yet. I mean, we've thought about it.
Yeah, I'm good. All is well. But other than that, you know, let's talk. I'm ready to talk about some news. Because we got a lot to talk about this week.
Oh, fuck hell of a lot of to talk about.
Yeah, let's just do it. So what's the big one? Let's start. What's the one you want to start with?
You know the one I want to start off with.
Let's do it. Let's get right to it. Your boy. Where are we coming from in the States?
From the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
So, our fat fuck of a governor, Chris Christie.
Chris Krispy Kreme Chris.
Had the absolute audacity. The mitigated gall to tell, what was it, a U.S. I'm trying to find it. It was a U.S. Marine operative that he needed to drop weight. A National Guard leader that he needed to lose some weight.
He had 90 days to lose the weight. To slim down.
To lose weight.
I think you're being a little too kind.
The nerve of this Pillsbury Doughboy fucking, oh my god, like the nerve of him to tell somebody to lose some weight while this motherfucker is dropping 82 grand in tax money for food at a football game. Who the hell does he think he is?
No. He ain't just telling him to lose weight. He holla, you got 90 days to lose weight.
You got 90 days to lose weight.
I don't think I'm going to make it through Yom Kippur.
Chris Christie has been in office, 8 years? And hasn't dropped a pound since? Get the fuck out of here. Rex Ryan has lost more weight than Chris Christie.
All right, number one, not to go off on a tangent. Number one, I can't hear half the shit you're saying. That's one. Number two, I'm about to lose my shit looking at Phil's profile picture. Like, I'm not fucking with Phil right now. Oh my gosh, like I can't.
I'm sorry.
No, Phil is a, and this is an old picture too. I guess he just put it back up. I'm not fucking with. Let me like this shit. Phil is a fool. Oh my god.
Tony C just I'll speak on that a little bit later, Tony. I will talk about that later.
Let's get right to it. You're a fat ass governor. This motherfucker up there, he gonna tell somebody else. Yeah, this motherfucker looking like something out of Sonic the Hedgehog, and he gonna give somebody an ultimate. He gonna give somebody a timeline. How the fuck you gonna give somebody a motherfucking timeline, a deadline on?
You ever seen the movie Seven?
Yeah, I saw that a long time ago.
The one, if that ain't
the pot calling the kettle, how you gonna sit up there and you gonna, Chris, for real?
Tell somebody to lose weight. Fat.
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
You know what?
This is the shit that makes, look, here's the thing. I know I'm big. I've lost a lot of weight this summer. Trust me, I have. But he's just not making it look good for anybody. He's not making it good for the big boys. It's some fat on fat crime shit. Always, this fat shaming people while he himself is fat. Like, nah, man, I'm not down with that. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Well, I mean, I don't get all worked up about it. I mean, don't
no,
let your
fuck his fat ass.
Don't let your blood pressure.
I don't like this fat on fat crime, fat shaming shit. No, man, fuck that. We already had to deal with that Canadian comedian with the dear fat people video. No, man, come on.
It shows them next to this guy, and I'm gonna read what this says. It says this is someone who commented. Have you heard about the latest controversy involving GOP candidate Chris Christie? The New Jersey governor tells his state's National Guard leader to lose weight. Christie has given Air Force Brig General Michael Kotiff, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the last name right, 90 days to get in shape. A spokesman for the governor wrote in a statement, Kotiff's waist size was measured at 43.5 inches in November 2013. I'm sure Christie clocks in bigger than that.
He has to be.
And for him to sit there and
definitely bigger than that.
Sit your ass down, Chris.
That motherfucker hasn't lost not a single pound since he's been in office.
That don't make no sense.
That bitch. Fuck Chris.
Son of a fuck. Get his ass. You know what you ought to do?
I hope he fucking chokes on an M&M. I hope he fucking chokes on an M&M. Fuck him.
You want Ed on? You all got all that.
I don't give a shit. Fuck him.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Listen.
I don't give a damn about Chris Christie.
As black people, I'm telling you, because see, we can sit up here and bitch all day long on the phone. You just start taking notes about people's book. You need to write a fucking letter. You need to write a letter. Write a letter to your congressman and everybody else. And write a letter to all this stuff so you can talk about Chris Christie.
I might as well write a letter.
You should write some letters.
I might have to, because this fat shaming.
Call
this
and file a formal complaint. And you just said, yeah, you in there. Okay. So you're telling me. Oh, let's rehearse. Let's rehearse. You ready?
We should call.
No, let's rehearse. Let's rehearse. Okay. Now I want you to not be cooperative. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Here we go. Ring. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can I speak to your manager, please?
Who am I speaking with?
Who do you report to? Who is it that you report to, sir?
I'm. Sir, I
mean, have you made it through orientation? That was a simple question. Who do you report to?
I report to the governor of New Jersey, sir.
Okay, I need him on the line stat right now.
He's busy at the moment. He's in a very important meeting, sir.
He's sitting on his fat ass. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you saw me unclothed.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to. I can take a message if you like. If there's a number that you would want to leave.
No, bitch. Listen. This is what you're gonna do. All right. I need you to put Governor Chris Christie on the phone right now. Is what I need you to do.
I can't do that, sir. He's in a very, very important meeting.
Then you know what? Then I'm gonna write a letter.
If you want,
there you go.
I should write a fucking letter.
That's it. End of discussion. That's how white folk handle shit, and that's how shit gets.
That's
done.
Exactly what white. That's how that be shit. Yeah, exactly.
The power of the pen.
That's exactly how white folks get shit done nowadays. Is writing letters and sending emails and
listen, fucking hooping, hollering, getting up in somebody's face and world star. That ain't getting you nowhere but hits on YouTube. If you want to see results, get yourself a book of stamps. Get yourself some envelopes. Some stationery, a nice felt tip pen, and get to writing. That's why they took. That's, notice they took cursive out of public schools and out of city schools. They took that shit out. They want motherfuckers know how to write. Because if you know how to write and you write a letter, because see they know. Well, they know anytime somebody sit down to write a letter to take the time. That's the thing. Anytime white folks know this. Anytime you take the time to sit down and write a letter, that means you've given some thought. You've put all this effort and stuff into it. You're going to get some results. Anybody who going to sit down and take time to write a letter, a detailed letter, oh, you better watch out.
I should write a letter.
They're going to raise some money and everything
else. That's how shit gets done when it comes down to white folks. They put pen to paper, and shit changes quick when you write letters and send emails and shit.
That's how it gets done. Imagine if you're on your job right now and somebody calls and cusses you out on the phone. you probably mess around and be like, oh, can you believe this? But if you receive a letter and it's got your name, oh, you know what the big red flag is? You know, let's start it over. I'm gonna tell you how you start the conversation. We'll really put the fear in them. Here we go. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hi, yes. With whom am I speaking to?
You're speaking to.
With whom am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Governor Chris Christie's secretary at the moment.
Okay, your name, please.
My name, sir, is Marcus.
Okay, can you spell that, please?
It's M-A-R.
Huh?
C-U-S.
Yes, yes, yes.
H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay, uh-huh. All one word.
No. First name.
Okay, okay, and what is your title, sir?
I am the secretary of Governor Chris Christie.
Okay, okay. All right, and is that who you report to directly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then they say that shit like they writing it down. Marquise. See, that shit alone right there already got your attention. Tell me it didn't. You thought that shit was real for a second, didn't you?
Yeah.
Come on now. Fucking them letters, boy. I'm telling you. White folks got, they know how to, I'm telling you, write yourself, anybody listening, if you want to see some shit done, write yourself a letter. Exactly. Write a letter. Don't fuck around with calling and these. You need something documented. You need a paper trail. And that's what you need. And I'm telling emails and everything else. Don't do emails, motherfucker. And keep yourself a copy. Because I'm telling you, get that email, you never call me. Oh, really? Is that so? Okay, well, according to my records, on 9/13 at approximately 3:21 p.m., I wrote you. And actually, it says you replied. And then we go back and we see on 9/15 at 5:15 p.m.,
people
I also talked to your secretary. Say, you're not cutting me off. I'm talking. I talk, you listen. Like I said before, that's how you get shit done. Take notes.
People, but they will fucking, and they will also try and manipulate that letter. They'll try and change shit in that letter.
I'm just telling you, that's how the fuck you get some shit done. You want to get some shit done? You write that fucking letter. If enough of them write them letters. See, the problem is, though, you know,
problem is people don't want to write.
Yeah, no, because a couple of fuckers can't write.
Can't write, can't spell, can't read.
Fuck it. How the fuck you spell your own name? And that's another thing. Now, see, I know you being a smart ass. I hope you was. Like, for example, let me check, because I don't want to... I'm sorry, we got to do it. Look, it's all in love, Surfer, but see, Surfer ain't writing no fucking letters. Surfer ain't writing it. See, that's the thing. Surfer has learned... Surfer, this is Yom Kippur, so why not I just say it? Surfer has learned the art of Jewing someone down. He pop after the letter completely.
Boy. Right?
He knows that if he had to use the pen, that's a losing fucking battle right there. He used the gift of gab, will Jew you down. I got a taste of that when he came to Baltimore. He will Jew you down. That's how he get all them sales, them bills, and everything else. I'm serious. He don't even drive, and I bet you he probably got one of the fucking handicap tags.
Yes, he. Oh my God, you know he does.
Fuck down. Yes, he will. Yes, he
Boy,
will.
Sir, he will have a lot of chutzpah.
I'm telling you. Like points like a Jew. I'm telling you. So cool. I ain't messing with Terrell's Tennis Friday. Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. See, that's how.
Here comes Surfer. Oh shit.
That's how black folks. You can't stop there and do that.
Surfer's pissed. Oh boy!
I'm just telling the truth, Surfer. I ain't messing with you, Surfer. You know you're writing no fucking letter, Surfer.
You can't spell.
Surfer, no, he ain't writing no fucking letters. Surfer, one of the people he had a combo. Oh shit, Surfer! Oh please. Remember when he was selling Surfer with two R's?
Yeah.
You remember that? He was selling two R's at the end. At the end, it was like Surfer. It was like some German surferior.
Oh my God.
It's your fear. So anyway, nah, yo, Surfer ain't write no fucking letters. Too many typos. Gotta pay for it. Gotta pay a proofreader. Grammatical errors, comma splices, all types of shit. Just up in that letter. One paragraph. Fucked. They saw that, they probably said, nigga, that great gargoyle. They saw that fucking fucking said, gargoyle. It went straight to the circular file. The trash. Surf with paper letters. To make up for that, what did he have to do? He will G you down. That motherfucker will get a sale one way or the other. As a matter of fact, I dare say that.
He says he writes letters. He spelled that wrong.
Oh, shit. I spelled letters wrong and wrote letters. L-E-T-R-S. See? You see that? This is the shit I talk about. And you know what? When he goes on Facebook, he goes back and edits it like you can't see what he
exactly.
Edits.
Like, you don't, can't edit it, we don't fucking notice. Because you, yo. Oh my god. Oh, because you can actually. No. No, because you can see when they edit it. Like, you can actually click on to. You, like, you click on the link and you see the recent edits to it. Like, you see the recent
writes,
edits.
Like, yeah! He writes like mush mouth talks. That's right, Dan. More time than that wasn't over. Exactly, typo. Surfer, don't fuck with the letters. You save money. Surfer ain't spending money on stamps, envelopes, and stationery and paper. He ain't doing all that. Surfer's not spending. Can you imagine how Surfer call up there? Here we go. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Ring, ring, ring. Hey.
Hello.
Is this Chick-fil-A?
No, it's not.
No, listen. Is this? Hold on. Let me look for my. Oh, shit. Is this 763-423-4? All right, let's stop. Because Surfer said
he acting like a big baby. He can't
said
take
good night. He out and he leaving the chat room. And
he's such a baby.
Gosh. I mean, I'm pretty sure his house and you know Surfer's got one more joke, Surfer, I'll leave you alone. You know Surfer's got like a collection of Gideon's Bibles in his house and shit. That he's got hotels from the '80s.
Do you think he used hotel station? Oh my god, yeah.
That's right, double and stationary. Stationary and Gideon's Bible. And them little flat soaps that don't have no scent that come wrapped up in the paper.
What's that show called? Surfer Needs Schoolhouse Rock.
Surfer, don't leave. Don't leave, Surfer. I'm sorry.
Let him leave. But shit.
But he does it so well. I mean, no one is better at being you than you, Surfer.
No one is better at being a smart dumbass than you.
I mean, unless we keep
you
with
me, but at least I can fucking spell.
Metamucil. Epsom salt.
You'll get revenge this Saturday.
Calamine lotion.
I don't care. Get your revenge. Shit.
Food grade hydrogen peroxide.
As far as you spell revenge right.
Ooh. Witch hazel. Surfer's it's pharmacy list. Okay.
Stand our asses right there.
Some gogs, surgical tape. Okay, all right. We think we got it all. Milk of magnesia.
Oh, see, this is the shit I'm talking about. Now, remember when I said Surfer always wants to go to like talk about my sex life when we fuck with him, right?
He
went straight there. He had to go come right for my sex life.
Why did he? We weren't even there, and he. You can't get laid. What? How did he get all the way to that side of town?
That's typical Surfer, yo. He's so typical.
Hold up, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up, wait a minute.
He's such an asshole, yo.
Wait a minute.
How the fuck we get to I can't get laid? We weren't even talking about that. We ain't talking about who gets pussy and who doesn't, motherfucker.
You say like Surfer pussy.
Oh man, it is. It's so funny.
Yeah, you can. We love Surfer. We love Silver Surfer. We love the Surfer Superior.
He's all right.
He's so silly because he writes letter. That motherfucker need to buy a vowel because he sure enough did not spell that shit right.
Letters. Letters.
You need to buy some vowels, bud. This ain't Twitter. You got more than 50 characters. I mean, you could have spelled that shit all the way out.
Well, 140 characters. Why are you fucking with my sex life, Surfer? Why do you care so much about whether I'm getting some or not?
Hey, Surfer. Surfer, just one question. Yes or no in the chat. Do you type up the show recaps on your show?
I want to know. Surfer.
Surfer has more of a laid-back type thing. And those show recaps seem like they were typed up under the influence of amphetamine. I'm just checking out. Ha. Where's Jordan? Wake his ass up. Where's Jordan Cobb? Where's Jordan?
I haven't heard from Jordan in a minute. He says yes, shit. He types it up.
It's either him or the micro machine, man. Look, we got M Star. We can't get LaRue. We burned that bridge down. We can't. That it's burnt down. There's no way to return to that island.
That bridge is burnt.
We burnt that down.
Thanks a lot, M Star.
Yeah, well, what does Emstar? We just we put it all out there.
Yeah, we did. I don't regret it.
It was just if you missed last week, it was
The guy said he'll let me know when he can be on the show, and he never did. So fuck it, bridge is burned.
And he blocked you. Did he block you?
He blocked you.
He blocked. Are you sure he blocked you?
Yeah, flat out, he blocked me.
Why? What did you do for him to block you? Did y'all meet him?
I didn't do shit. I never met the guy once.
Look it over that fucking. He's easily offended. You must have said something about his hockey team.
Fuck, I'll say anything about the fucking Devils. They suck.
But oh, yeah,
he'll always talk shit about the Rangers, and I'll be like,
he's one of those people that think he's allowed to say what he wants to say, but you can't say enough about him.
Like, oh, John, you're silly.
I'm surprised he didn't tell AAA on you.
Oh, he probably would.
I'm gonna tell. I remember somebody said that shit years ago about me. I'm gonna tell.
Like we. I didn't comment on his shit. I didn't. What could I say about his video?
Did you? Oh shit! Did
you? I didn't say no. I didn't.
So rage. Out of the two of us, you actually stuck around and watched those videos.
Yeah, you told me about him. The only time I watched him was the day you told me. About
them. I hadn't seen them though. Remember, I didn't even know the name. And I didn't even know. I didn't know they existed.
Because I had to search for them. Yo, we were searching for the shit. We were searching for the usernames for the shit for like 20 minutes.
That wasn't that long.
It was less than 10.
You found that shit quick.
Because we had to tear through Facebook to find their usernames.
No, we didn't. I got it from memory.
No, you got no. You
and I got it. Actually, I got it wrong.
You got one name. The other name you didn't.
Part of the name right, and you got. You know what? Fuck it.
I know what I'm talking about.
You know, a cruddy dude from back in the day would have put some videos up in the chat room. Just to give a hearty.
I really should put them in a freak. No, I'm not gonna.
Nobody's gonna watch them. Nobody's gonna watch that filth. Nobody's gonna watch that. The scut. Nobody's gonna watch that shit.
Just call it scut.
Nobody's gonna watch that. Ugh.
got the dick in his mouth and he's going to town on that shit.
I'll take your word for it.
Grabbing the balls.
But I would know this much. Whoever the homegirl was, you would thought that buffer was a buffet because she had no emotion. It was just kind of like just, I don't know, weird shit. Anyway, speaking of these crazy people and their weird sex lives, so this is something that's borderline. This is disturbing. Very disturbing. Borderline. You know, I think I should just read it. This particular news story.
Where does it come from? Please say it comes from Florida.
It comes from Florida.
It comes from fucking Florida. As of course it does.
Okay, here we go.
All the bad and nasty, horrible shit all come from Florida.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh boy, here we go. All right. A Florida man was charged with murder over the weekend. This is this past weekend. A Florida man was charged with murder over the weekend after he admitted that he disemboweled his girlfriend because she blurted out her ex-husband's name while they were having sex. Sunrise police responded to a 911 from Fidel Lopez at around 3:39 a.m. on Sunday and found his girlfriend Maria Namath's naked body on the floor, the Sun Sentinel reported. An arrest report said that blood and tissue were found scattered throughout the couple's apartment, and blood was smeared on the walls. The bathroom door had been ripped off the hinges. Police also found a bottle of tequila and cut limes in the kitchen. Neighbors told officers that loud noise could be heard coming from the home for several hours. During initial questioning, Lopez claimed that the two were having rough sex when Namath went into the bathroom, vomited, and then died. Later, Lopez admitted that he had become a monster, quote-unquote monster, when Namath twice uttered her ex-husband's name during sex. He said that he had inserted a beer bottle and a curling iron in Namath's vagina and anus. Lopez suggested that she had been too intoxicated to resist, according to WFOR. Oh, wow, this is shit. He said that he then inserted both fists before putting his arm in her up the elbow and ripping out intestinal matter. Lopez told authorities that he had a cigarette after disappointment. After he had finished it, she had stopped breathing. Sunrise police arrested Lopez on charges of first degree murder. What the fuck did I just read?
Oh my god.
Ah, okay.
Look, I'm not even gonna go there. Never mind.
Over, because she called her ex-husband's name. And he fucking and you can tell this motherfucker was crazy because he sat
killed her,
had a cigarette, called the police.
I was gonna make a Chris Rock joke, but no, not for this.
Where the fuck is this in Florida? So I won't go.
Where is this shit?
Sunrise Police. Where the fuck?
Well, that's like about 10 minutes from here.
Another reason why I will never go to Florida.
What the shit? Double A list. Did you hear about this story?
Of course I did. Murderers and I was
in the gym on Monday when I saw the story.
What the shit?
Yeah. It happened, happened right down the street, pretty much.
I like how you're talking like this is an everyday thing.
Well, you know, what can you do? You know, there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Move. How about that? Move.
I've been here for 32 years and nothing's happened to me yet. Happened to other people, but not me.
I bet you when they throw that shit in the news, nobody buzzed. They just kept on rolling.
You said this happened 10 minutes away from you. Why would you want to live around people like that?
Don't worry.
And you know what? 10 minutes from him, this is a guy who possibly could have been in the same gas station, market, whatever, with AA. They could have crossed paths. Could have
been right next door to you. Could have been. The dude next door.
I don't know any... what's this guy's name? Fidel... Hold on.
Fidel Lopez.
I don't know any Fidel Lopez's. But you never know. You never know. But yeah.
You know a Maria Namath?
No. Yo, this is really disturbing how you talk. Like, this is everyday. Like, this is never. Like, this is
what?
Real.
It's not. Well, what do you want me to do?
No, he's talking. No, the way Double A's. Like, he's talking.
I think.
Like, this is an everyday thing. Like, this is no big deal to him.
Let me see. I got audio here, the news story from Channel 4. Hold on. I think they play some audio from court.
Tonight on a stunning murder arrest in Broward County, a man is charged with killing his girlfriend, and police say he initially blamed her death on rough sex. CBS 4's Joan Murray is live with what police say happened here. Joan.
Well, Elliot, this man who is now in jail kept changing his story, but finally admitted to police that he inflicted a lot of serious wounds on this woman, that she lost a great deal of blood before she died.
We're all devastated over this. We're all devastated.
News of Maria Nemes' vicious murder has sent shockwaves throughout the Colonnade apartment complex in Sunrise, where she was a longtime leasing agent.
Good morning, Mr. Lopez.
Buenos dias, señor Lopez.
Charged with one count of murder.
Police say Fidel Lopez, Nemes' boyfriend, killed her during a tequila-fueled rage Sunday morning.
I was inebriated.
People occasionally drink, but like to get to the point where you blackout drunk or where you do something like this, I mean, there's no really no excuse for it.
Lopez first told detectives Nemeth passed out after rough sex.
960 Charlie Rescue 92 responding to 1640 Northwest 128 Drive at the Colonnade. Apartment 308 in reference to a patient with trouble breathing. 340.
Lopez called 911, but when police got to the third floor apartment they shared in the Colonnade, they found a large amount of blood, and they found signs of a struggle, holes in the wall, and a shattered sliding glass door. During questioning, Lopez changed his story, saying he became a monster.
I cannot imagine this happening to anybody, much let alone somebody as sweet and pleasant and nice as this lovely young lady. We all lost.
That he does not wish to be contacted by any law enforcement of any organization at all.
Lopez was refused bond and left court without saying another word.
And this is Lopez's first serious arrest here in Broward County. As for Nemeth, neighbors tell me that she is originally from Peru and that her family is now making arrangements for her burial. At the jail in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, look at that. So it was some Cuban guy and didn't speak English. And
It's a damn shame.
Wow. But he understood that she was saying the wrong name, though, didn't she?
She understood that. Well, you know,
he understood that much.
The wrong name is the wrong name in any language.
Nah, man. What the fuck you said to me, Salsa?
What the fuck you said to me?
I don't mean to, you know. I don't want to sound like I'm defending what he did, but let's be honest here. When a woman calls out another dude's name while you're fucking her, that is kind of like disrespectful.
Okay, well, okay. All right. Number one, maybe he was doing some shit that wasn't memorable enough for her. That's, he should have got up and left. Yeah, so he in jail for how long?
For the rest of his life.
He in there for life.
Get out of here. He's in there for life.
Over some stupidity.
That ain't. He'll probably get deported.
Did you see the video that Surfer posted where this lady standing on a bus stop and she reaches down the back of her pants and pulls out a big thing of shit and just throws it to the side like it was nothing?
Oh, that is nasty.
Yep, I saw that. Well,
that's a trifling, and it was people behind her and they just...
It was like right outside the window of a restaurant or something.
Yeah, and she...
Now, before
you talk about... I want to talk about one more thing before you talk about... I know you want to talk about something that happened with Kanye West, right?
And something else that just came across the wire.
Hold both of them real quick, because I want to get this one before I forget. So, this one was... Wow, shit. And I was trying to find it. Now it's probably gone. Here it is. This one comes from... there we go, right there. So this one comes from Terrell's Championship Karate. 18-year-old senior arrested for smelly vagina at... did you read that, Rage?
Yes, I did.
let me read this quote before I get into the story. The quote says, "If this funky bitch was a minor, that'd be something different. But this is a grown-ass woman running around smelling like fish market. We had to evacuate the entire school and have it fumigated." Hold up, wait a minute, the principal said that. Wait, what the fuck? Hold up,
the principal,
it said Principal Connors at Crossland High School in Folksville, Florida. Oh shit,
in Florida.
We might have to change the name of this show. When students came to school Friday morning at the high school, There was a smell that was only described as rotten dead fish and cheap weave.
Oh my god.
This shit ain't real. This fucking fake fucking story. Ain't no way in the world somebody gonna publish this shit. This is real. Student Michelle Dillard, because I didn't read the story yet. Student Michelle Dillard was arrested for lewd misconduct on school grounds, which in Florida is a Class A misdemeanor. Student Milton Watt said publicly that there was a time when I would have dragged my balls through a football field covered in syringes and needles and burning coals and back just to even get a chance to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie. She was that sexy to me. But he changed his tune when he exited his homeroom class and was quoted as saying, I thought it was a dead body. I mean, that shit smelled like someone crawled up her cooter and died, bruh. I gotta go and take 3 showers. She should get at least 3 years, in my opinion.
Yo, that is cruel.
Ms. Dillon is of adult age. Folks 5 News caught up with her. I wish this shit was real. I really do wish it was real. With her in the back of the police car. And she said, the truth is, I had sex on Monday and the condom was still in me today. So it's not my fault Adrian is to blame. He should have went raw like he always does. Ms. Dillard was released on her own reconnaissance and has pleaded not guilty and is awaiting her next court date. We'll keep you posted on this story as it develops.
Wow.
Anybody who thought that shit was rage, and you said you read this, you do know this isn't real, right?
It sounds real. It really did.
Huh?
It you really
mean
did.
You read it? You mean after you read it, it still sounded real?
Yeah, really, I did.
Oh, shit.
Look, it comes from Florida. At this point, I'll believe anything that's fucked up from Florida.
You can tell rage. You could sit there and fucking tell that shit wasn't real. I mean, I hadn't even read the story, just the headline, and I didn't put it past because of the headline. You know, I mean, I've seen some crazy shit lately. But then once I got once it said the principal said that, I was like, nah, this ain't.
I mean, the Florida. It's Florida.
Within the first, before the first paragraph was sentence.
It's Florida, man.
I'm gonna say it for you, Rage. I'll protect you this week. You didn't believe that, Rage. Rage, you didn't fucking believe that shit. There's no fucking way you believe that shit. If you for 1 second, motherfucker, could believe that shit was real, then bitch, there's no hope for you. There's no hope for your ass if you believe that shit was real. Oh shit. Go ahead, Rage.
Okay. I don't mean to go off, but off script a little bit, but earlier on the ring, y'all were talking about the Jerry Law wrestling at the Grizzlies game. I just pulled up a video of it. How the fuck did you get a ring up there? Like how did we get a ring up there? I wouldn't do that shit. But anyway, so here's something that I literally just pulled up from Facebook. And this comes from Burbank, California. So a man faces 11 years in prison if convicted of punching a 78-year-old man over Nutella samples.
Oh, the Nutella? I heard about that. Yeah, I saw that earlier.
A Burbank man with an extensive criminal record faces more than 11 years in state prison if convicted in connection with allegations that he punched a 78-year-old Costco shopper following a dispute over Nutella waffle samples. Derek Garabiggi, something like that, age 24, was charged with one felony count of elder abuse with a special allegation that he personally inflicted great bodily injury on someone older than 70, the Los Angeles County District Attorney Office announced Tuesday afternoon. Garabiggi was at the warehouse store in Burbank when he walked up to get a Nutella waffle sample. When the elderly victim reached out, Garabiggi took all of them.
See?
He took all of them.
See? Hey, you got some trifling fuckers out here. Keep going.
When the victim said he wanted a sample, and told Garabiggi not to take so many, Garabiggi punched the older man in the face, the release said.
See, as soon as he snatched all the fucking samples, Pop should have known this motherfucker was gay, that he fucking collecting them samples. He was either homeless or he did that shit out of spite. And the old folks got to realize, can't go around telling motherfuckers who to do. So, had he requested him to give him a sample? and dude rejected, he should have told him you can't, what he couldn't do. That, you don't do that. And I'm sure, see, the thing is this.
You tell us some good shit, though.
This is the thing. When we read these stories, a lot of these stories are going to paint a picture a whole different way than how it really happened. Now, where is this from? California?
Burbank, California.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that old man went up there, and the old folks take that shit serious. You got to realize, when you get up there in that, when you get up in age like that, every fucking activity and thing you're involved in, if by that time your life is in a routine, and if anything causes you to deviate from that, from what you're used to, it's fucking war. Old folks don't play that. They drive the same speed limit. They eat the same foods every day. They in bed by 3. They don't salt shit. I'm telling you, listen. Old folks don't play. You don't fuck with them when it comes to things that they are used to. Don't fuck with it. You mustn't fuck with the elderly. So he snatched the fucking Nutellas. All of them. And that old man saw that. That man said, I'm standing up for that shit. And he talked some shit. That's what that news story won't tell you. That old man talked much shit that day before that punch was landed in his face. That part that they omitted. It went up like this. Though, he grabbed that motherfucker, that crazy one had a sample. Either he was homeless and he needed them all, or he's just cheap ass, or he tasted it and was like, fuck this, I'm not buying this shit for $5.49. Yo, he was at Costco, so you know you can only get shit in bulk there. So he probably was like, I'm not buying this shit for $11.98 for two. I don't need that much. He just figured he was going to take the samples, and that figure make up a small job. Old man saw that, and the only why he was mad because he didn't think of that shit first. Hey, you can't take that. You put that back. I don't know you're talking to you, Pops. Yeah, I'm your age. I whip your ass. And he probably talk shit. Next thing you know, he went across his face. You know that
got
shit
it.
Happened.
Got.
But I tell you what, I know he sold the. For them to make a news story, he sold the hell out of that punch. You know he sold that shit. He probably flipped over and everything. He rolled with. I'm telling you, he sold that shit. Because ain't no way in the world. So what ended up happening? Did they say what happened? Insane, man.
Nutella is some good shit. I'll drop kick a motherfucker for some Nutella.
You'll say he reached out and grabbed all.
I'll drop kick a motherfucker for some Nutella.
That motherfucker's like, y'all motherfuckers ain't getting no.
The victim was identified. Hold on. The punch left the victim with a facial swelling and a significant cut above the left eye. Victim was transported by a local hospital to Burbank paramedics. He was treated.
Well, he cut him over the eye. So this motherfucker tried to end the fight by stopping. like he tried to end this shit quick by stoppage. So yeah. Wait a minute. So how do you? This is what I want to know. Week after week, we cover these stories. How the hell do you go home and face your family with some bullshit like that? That's the reason why you got arrested. How do you face your family? Can you believe that? Imagine, Rage, if you got arrested, your mother had to come in her brand new car and bail you out. And when you get in the car, she probably, like, the whole time she give you that mommy look, that look that you forget you your age, you thinking you a child again. And then you like, hey, listen, mom, I got it. Don't say shit. Just get in the fucking car. And you get in the car. And then after that, she said, what the fuck were you thinking? And I had to hit you in the back of the head about 3 or 4 times. Why would you say, what was this about? Let's see, there was these Nutella packets. Oh, shit, she put your ass out over fucking Nutella? My man had to come tell my wife that the reason why I was arrested and you had to come bail me out was because I went to fucking Nutella. Over some old dude I had to punch out because...
I'm just saying, man. Nutella's fucking orgasmic, man. Nutella is some good shit. That's like...
The last stories we had, one was going crazy over somebody's name. That he literally went Katie Vick on her ass. Like, he fucked her...
Let me finish this real quick. Garrett Biggie was taken into custody at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, booked into Burbank jail, was being held on $50,000 bail, county inmate records show. He had been arrested less than 2 weeks earlier in June and in December by Burbank Police Records Show. He was arrested in April by the Pasadena Police. He was convicted of both possession of illegal drugs for sale and of petty theft in January. Court records indicate he had been he had trespassing convictions in 2012 and 2013.
Oh shit! What I said must have been this. He just sounds like an asshole. Is what he sounded like.
In July, charges of felony spousal or cohabitant abuse and spousal battery were filed against him. That case still pending. He faces the maximum sentence of 11 years in state prison, due back in court October the 2nd. 24 years old.
You got pictures? You sent me that one, nigga.
Yeah.
They showed the dude, an old man?
No, the old man. No, they don't got the old man. I'll probably look again, but they just got the pictures of the guy. Here, they have a news report. I'll dropkick a motherfucker for some Nutella. I don't care. That's good shit.
Surfer gonna post this video. All right, I would. You know that this
guy, Matt E. Echelon, has never had Nutella before. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Go out right now and get you some Nutella.
Oh gosh, Reeves.
Nah, man, that shit.
They have different flavors. It's not bad, but
it's not bad.
It's not. I'm not. Well, I'm not. I mean,
that shit is amazing.
I ain't going that far. It's good though. I mean, they have different flavors. They got
that shit is chocolate. Better than six.
You tripping it. You ain't had no good sex. You ain't had no good sex. I ain't had no food that's better than this. I'm sorry. I've had some good fruit. But, alright. You didn't have some.
Y'all. What, William? Oh, come on, man. Y'all. Oh, my God. Y'all, it's terrible. You haven't lived until you had some.
I didn't hear from it until I worked at Whole Foods. And you know when you at Whole Foods.
You know damn well they ain't.
But you work at Whole Foods, you fucking sample everything. Everything you sample, because you sure hell ain't buying all that shit. Not as much they cost. Whole Foods, you spend $7 a box of cereal.
They're not still selling that asparagus water, are they?
If they could get away with it, they are.
Alright. Let's talk about Kanye West. So, long story short, he's making white people dress like slaves in bones.
He's not making anybody do this.
He's making white people pay to dress like bones in slaves.
He's paying guests. Gotta be money involved. They ain't doing this because he's by force.
You see how much this shit is, though? I'm gonna post it in the chat, but you see how much this shit.
They're wearing burlap sacks. That's all that shit looks like. It doesn't look like any type of.
This is slave wear. This is cotton picking. This is cotton picking clothes. Come on, man. Look at this. One of them. Okay.
So it looked like they took burlap sacks and they made clothes out of.
One of the outfits, right? It's this brown, like just straight this brown rundown hoodie. And he's wearing some like worn out brown jeans with some boots. He looks like a fiend. He's making white people pay thousands to dress like this.
Okay. Oh,
check this out.
I've seen it. Ain't nothing he done gonna surprise me.
Only
did Jason for Friday the 13th, is that what he wore on his face? One of those burlap sacks. Upside down, holes cut out.
Pretty much.
I like them better like that than with that fucking
Like Kanye has this torn sweater, right? He's charging $450 for that. For a torn sweater.
Somebody buy that shit. And some hood rat won't buy that shit. You know why? They gonna sit up there and put their light bill or their rent money. They'll go buy it.
Exactly.
They'll go by. Wrestling fans do that shit all the time.
Look at this long denim jacket.
They'll see some shit like how many people and this not sometimes it's not intentional. How many times have you been? How many times have you been to a wrestling event? Anybody who's been to many wrestling events, and you can't wait to get there because you want to buy this shirt or your favorite wrestler, and you're like, yeah. I get there. You get it, see the shirt, you be so fucking happy, put that shirt on top of the shirt you already got, you happy, and you're like, yeah, I got the latest such and such shirt. And then that wrestler come out later on that night with a brand new shirt that looked better than the one you just got.
Yeah. People do that.
Sure. I'm not that needy over a WWE shirt. I know them shits are expensive.
I gotta say something real quick. So the nerdy in me, they got this commercial for this fucking new Pokemon that's supposed to be coming on iPhone.
Pokemon Go, yes, I can't wait for that shit.
So we've been leaning more towards the geek and not so much of the freak and not so much of the geek, but I really, really, I need to, and I asked my son don't have the patience with me, because when I stopped playing Pokemon back in like the late 90s, and I really wasn't a serious person, it was just 150, 151, now it's like 700 fucking Pokemon, they didn't evolve, devolve, they got a fucking ice cream Pokemon.
There was 100 of them when I first started watching.
Then they got one Licky Licky. So I want to know what happens when the ice cream one fights the one with the tongue. If I had Licky Licky's tongue, I'd eat pussy all day. Did you eat Licky Licky's tongue?
I haven't. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen Pokemon? So it's like, I don't.
Oh, I see that shit all the time. My son be like, look, dad, look. I finally caught a lick the tongue or Licky Licky.
Can we play the
I want to hear the Pokemon music.
Yeah, no, not that. It's the song that they played at the end of the show where they named all the Pokemon, and that time there was 150 of them. Yeah. Can we play that?
I know it. Charmeleon, Water Turtle, Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl, Armanite,
can we play that, please?
Snitter, and Abedrill, Squirtle, Haunter, Chansey. I know a lot of it.
Can that be our break song?
I already got a break song, but we can play it right now. I'll find it right now.
Catch him. Gotta catch him all. Pokemon. God, I miss that.
You know what?
So
that was the best poker rap, because they had some after that, that just sucked ass.
I know, right?
I didn't like it after that. He tried to be so. When they had. It didn't sound right after that. They should have just kept it with that. You know what? I'll get it now. I'll get the poker. You gotta have. Did we play Pokemon R&B the other day?
Did we?
The one where the girl was singing it. We never played that Pokemon. I'm gonna get a HD version of Pokerap. I'm
gonna get a Pikachu tattoo.
You get some fucking shit like that, then
I would, and I want it on my arm. That's my favorite Pokemon, all time favorite. You can't. We got time.
We can do what the fuck we want to do. We're gonna play this and we play the break song. Let's play this. Hold on. Let's see if this comes out. Got the HD version.
Catch him.
And if y'all know it, sing along in the chat room.
You better sing along.
Okay, guys. We gotta rap some Pokemon.
You just do the singing. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on. I want to be the best there ever was. To beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Fearow, Pidgey, Seaking, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
I'll search across the land. Look far and wide. Release from my hand the power that's inside.
Yeah!
Venomoth, Poliwag, Nidorino, Golduck, Ivysaur, Grimer, Victreebel, Boltres, Nidoking, Farfetch, Abra, Jigglypuff, Kingler, Rhyhorn, Clefable, Wigglytuff.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon!
Zubat, Primate, Meowth, Onix, Geodude, Rapidash, Magneton, Snorlax, Gengar, Tangela, Goldeen, Spearow, Weezing, Seal, Gyarados, Slow!
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon! Kabuto, Persian, Paris, Horsea, Raticate, Magnemite, Kadabra, Weepinbell, Ditto, Cluster, Caterpie, Sandshrew, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Golem, Pikachu!
At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Alexander, don't do
Cool, Venonat, Macho, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoqueen, Bellsprout, Starmie!
Woo! We're at the halfway point. Doing great so far.
Oh, shit.
What's all this Wii stuff? I'm doing all the hard work. Break time's over.
Call that motherfucker out. You hear?
Metapod, Marowak, Kakuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Fireplume, Granny, Lickitung, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran, Machop, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Articuno, Jinx, Nidorina, Beedrill, Haunter, Squirtle, Chansey,
Pokemon,
Parasect, Execute, Muck, Dugong, Johto, Lapras, Vulpix, Rhydon. Charizard, Machamp, Pinsir, Koffing, Dugtrio, Golbat, Staryu, Magikarp, Ninetales, Ekans, Omastar, Scyther, Tentacool, Dragonair, Magmar!
Magmar! Oh,
catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 24 more to go.
Now it gets tricky, so listen real good.
Sandslash, Hitmonlee, Psyduck, Arcanine, Eevee, Executor, Kabutop, Septos, Tatini, Bowlife, Mr. Mime, Cubone, Graveler, Voltorb, Gloom. We're almost home!
Gotta catch them all, gotta catch them all! Gotta catch them all!
Pokemon! Hey! Charmeleon! Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl, Ammonite, Slowbro, Pidgeot, Arbok, that's all, folks!
Catch them all, Pokemon! God, those were the days.
I got goosebumps even at Ohio.
That was awesome.
Shit. Oh my God. You know what I was thinking about that cartoon? Okay, so my son was watching that. Like, he plays the game now, but he don't watch the cartoon. Like, I think they have new ones, but the old ones we were watching, because when he was little, I bought like this at Walmart. They had like the little disc set. It was like $10 for like season one or some shit. So he's watching that, and I realized how, you know how like you go back and watch old Disney shows like Peter Pan and all that shit, and you realize, wow, I didn't know that was in there. So I'm watching Pokemon one day with him, and I'm like, Ash is like 10 years old. This motherfucker wanders off. Well, however old the fuck he is. And most of the problems are because of his little bitch ass. He's a spoiled ass little bitch. Ash is. The smartest one on that show, it reminds me of Inspector Gadget, where the Brain was the one that, like, saved the day. Like, Brain was the one who always handled shit. Inspector Gadget took all the glory and credit. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was on the show. Meowth was really the smartest one on Team Rocket. He'd be like, oh, you got yourself a poison. Oh, Team Rocket, hit again. He'd do all that shit. But Ash was a whiny little bitch. Like, if he did not have his way, he'd have tantrums and fits. He had to have his way. I mean, and you know what the sad part is? That there are so many children out there, they just don't know what no means. This little bitch did not know what, he doesn't know what no means. And he's determined he's going to go out there collecting these fucking animals. If Pokemon was in real life, Ash would be fucking Michael Vick level. Like, going around exactly. Employing these animals. We talked about this before. Employing these animals to do his will. He's a rotten fuck. Fuck you, Ash. Just because, fuck you. He's a little bitch. That whole show, all the troubles and shit they went through, all the shit these Pokemon go through, evolving them ain't no different than neutering them and all that shit. Fuck him. Oh, God. Exactly. What parent lets their child run out with fucking animals?
At 16 years.
What did Sailor Moon do? Like, tell me about Sailor Moon, because I didn't watch that.
Well, she used to throw tantrums, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The main one she did?
The main one, yeah.
Oh, shit. I had no clue.
She was based here, you know, on Earth, and when she wasn't, you know, as Sailor Moon, and I forgot her. I think her name was Serena. She would throw tantrums if she didn't get her way for certain things. Yeah, same thing.
So wait a minute. She was some type of creature that
she was. The premise of the story was there was a problem on her home planet or on her whatever, and her parents sent her to Earth. And on Earth, she didn't know that she was Sailor Moon until her cat came and kind of like brought her up to speed and gave her powers, and she still didn't believe it, but as the story goes on, she becomes more and more aware of her powers and how she got there, and I think the show ended with her understanding everything that had, why she was there to begin with. She finally figured everything out.
Really? Wow.
It's a long, drawn, it's a complicated, like in the,
it
like,
sounds complicated, like, what's that one that everybody's into that I never watched, what's the shit that everybody's into real heavy? The other one that comes, Dragon Ball Z. That's some shit where, like, for me to understand that, I probably have to go back
really,
and watch years and years and years of shit.
There's a ton of episodes to that show.
The thing with Sailor Moon was that, you know, the show, you know, like all Japan shows, they started there and it was on for a while, and then they brought it here. They did, I guess, the first season or the first two seasons or whatever, and it's like the show restarted in season three. Like the storyline started all, like, okay, something had happened. She lost all of her powers, and they had to start from square one all over again.
So you watched Sailor Moon?
I did watch Sailor Moon. I did. It was on Cartoon Network every day.
Oh. Like that Gundam G-Force or whatever?
I hated Gundam.
Something like
that. Well, you know, the thing with them, I think they were called something else. And like
it was called like Toon something.
Tsunami.
No, it wasn't Tsunami.
Oh, never mind.
It was Toon something.
Something D or something, I forget.
It was on every day on Cartoon Network at like 3:30 or 4 or something like that.
I feel like watching Cardcaptor now.
Wait a minute, Pastor Zadell mentioned something in the chat room. And the theme song immediately came back, but I can't find a theme song. He mentioned Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
And I wish... I know that's one thing AA probably does not have.
Bosom Buddies?
Yes.
If you give me a second.
I feel like watching Cardcaptor now. I used to be the shit.
I don't see how dudes used to wear shorts like this back then. These coochie cutters. We even call them coochie cutters. Coochie cutters and Bobo socks. Bobo socks were the ones with the stripes, and they pull them all the way up till they go to your knees.
No, that's not it. Hold on.
That's it.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Hear that piano? You know what? They used to sing the hell out of them. Back then, they put their whole heart into them theme songs. They used to sing the hell out of them theme songs. Some of these shows now, they don't even give you intro music. They go right to the show and play the credits while the show's running. Yep.
Did Peter Scolari do anything else other than that? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I doubt it.
Oh, we know
he was the Jannetty.
Yeah.
Do you know what the original three Pokemon are?
Bulbasaur, Charmeleon, and Charmander. No, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Charmeleon, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle.
Okay, good.
I remember that much. So, but the thing is, like, oh, and nobody mentioned the original one done by Billy Joel. I'm gonna tell you, the song I hear this one Billy Joel song I love, Piano Man. He sang the hell out of that song. He's like,
oh God!
I never get. He sang a song one time, pissed off the Catholic Church so bad. What was it? Only the Good Die Young. That was it. And they were pissed. Them old nuns was hot because he essentially told them they was all going to hell. And they banned that song. They banned parishioners and everybody from singing that. Billy Joel. Oh, what a new day! I don't know what the hell he said, but it sounds good. Take me out of here. That's more Axl Rose than anything else. If you seen Axl Rose lately, he is fucked.
Axl Rose?
He's like 150 years old.
Fucked.
He's like 150 years old.
I mean, don't see.
God.
I mean, think about it. Guns N' Roses is 25, 26, 27 years that they came on the scene.
You know what I remember about them, though, Double A?
What?
I remember, and I ain't gonna lie, that video was a sad
fucking video. Oh, God.
November Rain. Remember how MTV, that it's certain videos that took over MTV. I'm gonna tell you another one that dominated fucking MTV. What was that Bryan Adams, that Robin Hood song? What was that fucking Robin Hood song? I think Bryan Adams sang it, that anything I do it for you. They played that shit every time you turn around on MTV. It was like, oh, not this again. And number one this week, Bryan Adams from the Robin Hood soundtrack.
Everything I do it for you, yeah.
Oh, that and it's one of the things that you didn't yes, did you see Axl? Okay, so
did you
see this picture, Axl? He looks like, you know who he looks like? He looks like that guy that used to make fun of Hogan on the WWE, the Huckster.
Oh, okay.
That's who he... I'm going to put a picture in Skype. Let's see if this works. And I'm going to put it in the chat. Like, if you dyed his hair, he looks fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Axl Rose is fucked. Like, he's one of those dudes you look at and be like, damn, your uncle kind of looks like a fat Axl Rose. That's what somebody would say.
Oh,
you would have no idea that's Axl Rose.
What the hell happened?
He looks like Sam Kinison.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, because he got the little pantano.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I told you, Rage.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
And Axl Rose was a man back in the day.
Was.
Somebody had that song when he was calling people niggas.
Yeah. What?
You don't remember that?
No, did he?
Did you not know about that song?
No.
That was the name of the song.
It was called Niggas?
Oh, it wasn't the name. No, I forget what it was called. I gotta look it up, but he had that in there. I mean, Slash is part black, so I ain't get too much flack for it. Remember, what's his face had one called, John Lennon had one called Woman is a New Nigga?
And, John Lennon did not.
How you gonna fucking tell me?
No.
I can play you the fucking interview.
It's true.
Oh.
And John Lennon was, because he was Lennon, he could do what he wanted. Nobody was fucking with John Lennon, except the guy that shot him.
Mark David Chapman.
Woman is the leader of the world. Yes, she is. Think about it.
There you go. There you go. So before you go, no, it wasn't. I'm not used to promoting outside first Facebook pages, but if you're looking for a very, some of y'all might even know about it already. There's this Facebook page that is, you think Rage pushes the envelope and pisses people off with some of the shit he does? Rage has nothing, absolutely nothing on this Facebook page. Nothing. Okay? They cross a line where it's like, damn. I mean, I didn't have the nerve to do that, but whoever did, what the fuck? So it's called The Tasteless Gentleman.
Tasteless.
And I'll put a link in there in the chat. I'm going to put it in the chat so you can see it, Reach. This is an example of some of the shit that they do. No, that's not a podcast. I ain't promoting nobody's fucking podcast. But this is a Facebook page. Click that link I just put in Skype. That's an example of a picture. See, Devil A is one of those things where it's like, you feel bad for laughing.
Oh,
it's not
my
really,
God.
It's not really.
I am saving this hard. Oh, my God. That is clever. I shouldn't laugh. Oh, this is good.
But that's the thing, though, because like when you look at some of the other stuff that they do, it's like.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I was just on here. Yeah. Hey.
Like, the only people that should be liking this shit is somebody who is just, you know, like, liking the page itself.
Like
are
me.
People who, I mean, like, but I'm telling you, can you imagine how many reports they get for this shit? You know, because this isn't even a group. This isn't a group where you go into and you got to get approved. And this is just some open shit.
Oh, this is so good. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh, this is fucked up. Oh, this is.
Look at this shit. It says, this says right here, be sure to pull out, gentlemen. This lady has this thing that says, I don't know why my last post was deleted. This page says, no rules. Once again, selling positive pregnancy tests for $50 each. Need money for my kids. Make that man yours forever. Oh, see, that's the shit.
I like this shit. I like it. I really do.
Let's see what Double A got. Let's see.
I really like. I mean, I like. Everybody knows how much I like dark humor. I do.
Oh my God! Why did Double A post the L? What? Now, because he has his hands down the back of her jeans like that.
Oh, I just saw that. Yeah.
All I can think about is that video where that girl reached back there. Now.
Oh my God!
Why is his hand down her ass? What the
that hand is deep in down the ass.
Yeah,
just deep in it, and it's like he's it's in there, and he's like reaching up for something.
This fucking page is one of the most offensive shit.
Oh, this is awesome! This is awesome.
I knew you would like it, but if the stuff Rage does offends you or pisses you off, don't look at this page because he ain't got
exactly,
nothing on it.
Because I ain't got shit on them. You think you hate me, man?
I mean, they are horrible.
Oh, this is great. This is fucking great. Oh, my God.
I stumbled onto it a while ago.
Oh, my God. So this is another one that they have. It says, I hate when... Oh, God. I hate when niggas be like, free my nigga boo-boo. When boo-boo shot 12 people, raped 8 women, stole 5 kids. Not he could keep before that.
You stupid.
Oh, this is awesome! This is awesome. Oh, shit. You gotta take
all
a
right,
break.
Yeah, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. And we'll stay on for another 15 minutes. We're gonna roll out. Alright, let's go.
Hey yo, another day up in these labels of rap, and you're a battle MC who swears that your style is flagrantly fat. Can't wait to hit the studio, disable the track, so everyone can hear your shit on they turntables and dash. You put your single out, so now you laying it back, cause everybody's screaming your son, your name on the map, and everybody's acting crazy. In fact, hoes be sweating your gear and asking shit like, what fragrance is that? But that's the life you live, great sex with your admirers, cause your album's in the deck of everybody's Iowa. But prior to all the props and the street buzz, nobody in your neighborhood could give a fuck who you was, because they don't love you, they love what you stand for. The car you drive and the loot you got your hands on, that shit could end in a minute, any minute. And then your driveway won't have all them Bentleys in it, and wine glass won't have all that Remy in it. No video shoots with Hype and P Diddy in it, so don't get caught up in the fame and applause and bring us awards. Make sure they ain't gonna want you anymore, cause yo, rappers always be bragging and boasting, but then they fall off like Billy Ocean. They play the fall guy for they claim to fame. It's just the same old shit, only the names have changed. Check it out now. Rappers always be bragging and boasting, but then they fall off like Billy Ocean.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the La Maraca Lounge. I'm here to park your car. Yeah! Hey, yo, it's game time. Time to stop these niggas laying with the rhymes. They rhymes be full of one line. And one line proves to be too many. And too many proves to be plenty for me to disregard. Bounce out of giving cash, break head bobs and nods. Listen to they squads, boys front to be hard and hoodies. No respect like bullies in the park. Shedding tears when it's after three. After me, anything left is tragedy. Wipe out your team cause I stay past three on the Richter. Only ace places stay sick. You must be drunk off the liquor. Cause who is a chaser? And I hate that my pain is major. Give a fuck about y'all cause your label's major. And your image, now they got you dusting the dough. We gonna see where your love's when you face the flow. And somebody's 4 pounds up, ready to blow. And you surrounded by faces that you don't really know. Got your life flashing fast and you wish it was slow. That's why I love the beats and I lust the flow. So now you know. Rappers always be bragging and boasting. But then they fall off like Billy Ocean. They play the fall guy for they claim to fame. It's just the same old shit, only the names have changed. Check it out now. Rappers always be bragging and boasting. But then they fall off like Billy Ocean.
Bragging and boasting, boasting and bragging.
To the stage, the main event, doing some of Billy Ocean's greatest hits. Percy Miracle in the Mood.
Rappers always be bragging and boasting, but then they fall off like Billy Ocean. They claim the fall guy for they claim the fame.
It's just the same old shit, only the names have changed. Check it out, man.
Rappers always be bragging and boasting, but then they fall off like Billy Ocean.
Suddenly, life has a new found meaning
to me. My car. I say, get into my car.
Let's build above and things you should never take notice of. Look around suddenly, girl. You're in love. You in love. You in love. You in love. You in love.
Yeah, 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 y'all. To all y'all rappers thinking y'all hot right now. When you fall off, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're gonna be doing. Gonna be in a lounge in Vegas somewhere. Doing hits, you know what I'm saying? Doing the old cover joints. So always, always, always be thankful for what you got like that, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's little brother sound providers, don't quit, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like this, y'all. And little brother sound providers, don't quit, y'all. Quit, y'all. Quit, y'all. Quit, y'all. Quit, y'all. Quit, y'all.
To episode 31 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage, the creator, I guess, this week. And
Double A, the Rat.
What's going on, Rage?
What's up?
You ready?
Yeah, are they really bringing this damn burger to the United States?
Yes, they are.
That's disgusting.
It's only for Halloween, Rich.
You gonna try some of that?
No.
That's nasty. I wouldn't even.
You who try every other burger won't try that.
Probably got that on.
What happened to taking one for the team?
Then why don't you do one?
I'll do one if you do one.
That's all right, Rich.
That's a nasty looking sandwich. It looks like the charcoal that's left at the bottom of the grill.
No, it looks like a burger, you know, like from Super Size Me, when in the DVD extras, he put all those burgers in the glass jars, and he left them on his desk for like 6 months. That's what it looks
like.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Looked like that shit was in a time capsule.
Yeah.
Rage, we got time for one more story, buddy. I know what you want to talk about. Is your Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, this is something that I really, 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 really need to talk about. So,
and I agree. I'm listening.
Hold on, I gotta find it really quick. Sorry about that, and I should have had it up earlier, but... Sorry, give me a second. I'm sorry.
You got the audio?
I gotta get it. It's on the group page, Freaks and Nifty Geeks group page. If Double A can pull it up,
I'll get it. No, Double A shouldn't do it. I will pull it off there. I'll give it to him. Yeah, I actually. So, when you said this was gonna be your thing, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, Rage, what is it? And then I watched it. I read about it. And I was like, wow, that's insane. Couldn't believe what I was looking at. But anyway,
so this this guy who's basically a chief executive for Turning Pharmaceuticals, he raised the price of a drug that basically takes care of like weak immune systems for AIDS patients and cancer patients. He raised the price of the drug from $1,350 a pill to $750 a pill.
Yeah, it was $13.50 to be exact.
Yeah. It was $13.50. Raised the price to $750.
This is the owner of a company that hiked a life-saving drug by 5,000% is defending his decision. One tablet of Daraprim used to be $13.50. Now it's $750 a tablet. CBS's Don Daler sat down with the company's founder and CEO to demand answers.
Why was it necessary to raise the price of Daraprim so drastically?
Well, it depends on how you define so drastically, because the drug was unprofitable at the former price. So any company selling it would be losing money. And at this price, it's a reasonable profit, not excessive at all.
Daraprim was developed in 1953 as a treatment for toxoplasmosis, an infection caused by a parasite. It comes from eating undercooked meat or drinking contaminated water and affects those with compromised immune systems, like AIDS and cancer patients. When Turing Pharmaceuticals raised the price of Daraprim to $750 per tablet last month, the average cost of treatment for patients rose from about $1,130 to $63,000. This particular drug is used by a small but vulnerable group of patients, so you see how greedy this move looks.
Yeah, I could see how it looks greedy, but I think there's a lot of altruistic properties to it.
Altruistic?
Absolutely.
In what way?
Yeah, so one example is that this is a disease where there hasn't been one pharmaceutical company focused on it for 70 years. We are now a company that is dedicated to the treatment and cure of toxoplasmosis. And with these new profits, we can spend all of that upside on these patients who sorely need a new drug, in my opinion.
Patients shouldn't be taxed and charged for future research and development. Patients should pay for the drug they are getting and what they need in a situation that they are.
Oncologist Dr. David Agus is a CBS News medical contributor.
It's predatory practice, and it's inappropriate, and we have to take a stand.
But according to Shkreli, the new cost of Daraprim is appropriate.
There's no doubt. I'm a capitalist. I'm trying to create a big drug company, a successful drug company, a profitable drug company. We're trying to flourish. But we're also our first and primary stakeholder as patients. There's no doubt about that.
Increased scrutiny on this practice led another company that sells a tuberculosis drug to rescind a major price hike enacted just last month.
My problem with this whole thing is that, you know, I have friends and family members that are living with AIDS and cancer and that have also died from AIDS and cancer. Something like this could not only help them, but could help millions of people in this country, perhaps even the world. $1,350, you know, it's kind of a steep price, but it's understandable because, you know, pharmaceutical industries, they also have to make a profit, and that's very understandable. But when you raise the price of a drug this important to $750, you're pretty much not giving a fuck about anybody infected with either AIDS or cancer. Some people that really need this, you're not really caring about them, because the only ones that really can't afford it is anybody that's really in the top 1%. So I feel like, of course, this is just yet another way to handicap
people with these diseases. Basically, they want you. They don't want to cure you. They want you to just take as much shit as they want you to take to get you sicker, to get you to the next hike, so they can keep getting more and more of your money. And that's 700, and at 750 a pill, you just outcasted a majority of people who are trying to get themselves better. And I think it's cruel. I think it's fucked up. And I know I shouldn't really say this. He deserves to die for shit like this. He really does. He deserves the worst to happen to him. Because there are some things that are more important than money. And it's people's lives he's putting in jeopardy because of this price hike. So he has to go for that. He has to go. That's all I have to say.
I gotta agree. I mean, that dude, I mean, even if
32 years old. And
that, if you look at the video, you can see by his mannerisms and his response, the way his gestures, that he could care less. I mean, I'm surprised he even sat down for an interview. He couldn't care less. He doesn't. He's just being an asshole. I mean, $13.50. And the way it's set up, you know, there's no type of generic or anything for. So $13.50 to $750. Even if he had doubled it, you know what I'm saying? To like fucking what, $27? Then people would probably bitch about it, but still, by the time they added all that shit up and they ran it through that video, that's like, it would think it was like over $60,000. But this is in what profits. The fuck you deal with.
You deal with greedy, power hungry, young capitalists like him. You deal with people like that. He deserves to go. Point blank period. And I'm being dead serious about this, because I've lost friends and family members to AIDS and cancer. I have people living to this day with AIDS and cancer, and they're trying their best to just keep on fighting, to keep on living. But this kind of shit can help. This kind of drug can at least help. But you have people like him who are making it literally, virtually impossible to obtain something like this. There are cures for AIDS and cancer, but you know the FDA won't approve them, because of course they don't want to cure you. They want to get more money out of your pocket and keep you living with this shit, so they can get you to that next step to get more money out of your pocket. I think it's cool. I think it's some things are just more important than money. People's lives are more important than money, and it's about time these pharmaceutical industries start realizing it. So, that's
this it. Is probably one of the first Rage Against the Machines where I'm like, with you, buddy. Yeah, I didn't hear about that story until you, I didn't hear about that story at all until you said that's something you wanted to talk about. And I actually skimmed through. I was like, wow, this is very interesting. Did we miss anything? Anything else hit?
Let's try and end off on a light note. I try to slow down a bit. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. So, story takes place.
Before you do that, Rage, the AA, I just want to make sure, did you talk about Tank Abbott on the rant?
No, but I saw that. He says he can kick Ronda Rousey's ass.
Yeah, Tank Abbott said that he would.
She can kick Ronda his ass. $100,000.
He said he'd pay her $100,000. She could beat him in a fight. He sounds just as foolish as she does talking about fighting Mayweather.
Uh-huh. Except he's a little bit more senile because he's a man that's almost 60 years old.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Like, they would ever book any of this stuff, though. Anyway, so, Rage, I'm dozing off, so go ahead. You got your story.
This story takes place in Tampa Bay, Florida. A white woman impregnated with black man sperm loses legal battle. So, a white woman who sued after she was incorrectly impregnated with the sperm of an African American man will be forced to refile the lawsuit after an Illinois judge tossed out her claim against the sperm bank. Jennifer Clambelt filed a suit against the Midwest Sperm Bank in 2014 because she was artificially inseminated with sperm from the wrong donor and gave birth to a mixed-race daughter. The sperm bank apologized and refunded part of the cost to Cramblet and her partner Amanda Zinken. But the suit said that Cramblet, a predominantly white community, she feared her daughter, now Peyton, who's 3 years old, would grow up feeling like an outcast. So, she's suing a sperm bank because she didn't want a white baby. She didn't want a black baby.
Cool. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ray. I'm dozing up.
Yeah, but she's got legal ground to sue, though.
But she didn't. I mean, I feel like you're in a sperm bank. You can literally. Can't you, like, you're really getting anybody at this, you're really getting any sperm they want, isn't it how it works?
No, in a sperm bank you go in, and a lot of times what they do is they give you a book, and it tells you the traits and the medical history and stuff of the person that you're getting the sperm from. So if she said, I want, you know, a white guy with blue eyes, whatever, and they gave her a black guy with brown eyes, she has every right to sue them. Because they screwed up. That's not what she wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, Domino's screws up your pizza, you're not going to sue them. But we're talking about somebody who is going to go through the trouble of, you know, holding a pregnancy and this and that, and that's a problem.
It's affecting her body, yeah. I mean,
I
agree with, I mean, it's what Double A said. I mean, that's a big deal. It's a matter of, I mean, she told them what she wanted. It's her preference. And that's happening. That's wrong.
So, real quick before we have to head the plugs. Real quick,
say for example, you and I'm not saying this for you, but say for example, you and your girl. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Say for example, you and your future girl, wife, whatever reason you decide you want to adopt a child. They're going to go in and ask, you're not going to say, give me whatever you want. And then once you get in there, you go through, like Double said, a little book. And if you say you always wanted a son because you wanted to play football with him, and you say, okay, I wanted a black little boy, and you get an Asian little girl, you're just going to be like, okay, we'll just keep the Asian. You know, I mean, not saying that you're going to take it and put it on the shelf, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you're not.
I think we lost Lee.
Reach, right?
Yeah.
I see. Netflix, right? Okay. Go ahead, Reach.
Real quick, this Ahmed Muhammad thing. Everybody's heard the story now. The kid was sent to jail because the teachers thought that the clock that he was making, they thought it was a bomb. Look. What I'm gonna say might sound messed up, but fuck the damn thing. It's in a suitcase, so
look, it was wrong of them to assume that he was making a bomb. Obviously, racial issue, but when you really look at it, it looks like a bomb. It's inside of a suitcase, wires and all of that. Of course, being that this happened in Texas, of course they will assume that this is a bomb. But you know, I just feel like, you know, the kid should have at least, you know, spoke up about it more. Just inform them of what he has, and he didn't. I feel like he didn't really do that. That's why he's in this situation. But you know, as it seems to happen, you know, he's getting offers now to attend certain colleges. People are sending him gifts. Microsoft sent him a whole bunch of shit. So I guess it all worked out for him in the long run. But you know, it looked like a bomb. That's all I'm gonna say. So,
all right.
So, let's we'll go over what we got coming up on here on the network. Thursday will be a new episode of Rant and Wrestling with. Huh?
Nothing.
Wait, what happened?
Go ahead.
Did I get something wrong?
Go ahead.
So Thursday will be.
I'll just say this: William's coming on Wednesday, bro.
William, this Wednesday? Oh, it was next. Sorry, Will. So Will will come tomorrow with the Wrestling Call-In Show live, a special Wednesday night episode. I'll be Wednesday at 11. You know, the show for you to talk about whatever you want in the world of wrestling, call in, bullshit, you know the drill. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, special Wednesday episode of the Wrestling Call-In Show. Thursday, new episode of Rant and Wrestling with Mofo Magic, Pootie, and Doomsday. That'll be Thursday at 7 o'clock. Friday, of course, it's Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Fridays. Saturday will be the special Surfer Fall Fun Show. That will be at 9 o'clock this Saturday night. And Sunday, her Surfer will be back on the air with the What Are You Reading comic book show. That will be at 5 o'clock with his co-host Jordan Worth Cobb. Monday. No, nothing on Monday. Sorry. So, Tuesday, actually. We'll be back on Tuesday with a new episode of The Rant with Boss Double A and Tony C. That'll be 8 o'clock, and we'll be back at 11 o'clock next Tuesday with the new episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks with me and Lee at 11 o'clock. 2 weeks from tonight will be the debut of a new show called Talk Brunch, correct?
From tomorrow night.
2 weeks from tomorrow night, brand new show. Don't want to miss that. We have a huge fall lineup in store for you. So for more information on that, go to rantandradio.com. Join our group pages. If you missed any of our shows, or if you just want to hear them all over again, listen to us on Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, wherever we are available at. That's about it. Did I get that right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah? No complaints? I didn't think so.
So, oh, here we go. Shot fired. Had to go there, didn't you?
I didn't think so. So, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning out tonight. It has been a very good show, very good turnout from everybody. For the boss,
Double A, for Lee, Iron Ridge, we will see you next Tuesday night with another edition of Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Papers.
Laters.